Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, the Torah tells us of the obligation to give a half shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Gimel, based on the Medrash and the Talmud Yerushalmi, that Hashem showed Moshe a half shekel made of fire, a matbea shel esh. And Hashem said, see that coin of fire? That is the kind of coin that I am referring to. That is the kind of half shekel you are to tell Bnei Israel to give. That's the Medrash, and that's the Talmud Yerushalmi. And many of the Mefarshim ask the following question. What message was Hashem sending Moshe by showing him a half shekel of fire? This question is asked by the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, Rav Moshe Schreiber, who died in 1839. He asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Toras Moshe, not here, but in the beginning of Parshas Truma, and the Chasam Sofer says the following powerful idea. Rashi tells us in our Parsha, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Tesvav, and also at the very beginning of Parshas Truma, that when the Torah says that we must give a half shekel, the Torah alludes to three different trumos, to three different contributions. Rashi quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maseches Shkalim and says that the Torah alludes to three different contributions that were used for three different purposes in the Mishkan. One contribution was for the Adanim, the sockets that form the base of the outer wall of the Mishkan. And the second truma, a second truma that the Torah is alluding to, was for the census. And the funds collected for that contribution were used for korbanos of the tzibur, korbanos tzibur, not personal korbanos, but korbanos brought on behalf of the tzibur. So again, one is the adanim, the sockets, one is for korbanos tzibur, and the third contribution that the Torah alludes to is for the general construction of the Mishkan. Those are the three trumos. One for the sockets at the base of the Mishkan, one for the korbanos tzibur, and one for the general construction of the Mishkan. Now, when it comes to the first two trumos, for the sockets and for the korbanos tzibur, every single person had to give the exact same amount. A half shekel. As the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, Perek Lamed Pasuk Tezvav, He'ashir lo yarbeh ve'adal lo yamit. A wealthy person cannot give more than a half shekel, and a poor person cannot give less than half a shekel. Everyone gives the same amount for those two. However, when it comes to the third truma, for the general construction of the Mishkan, people could give as much as they could afford. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is what Hashem was showing Moshe by showing him a half shekel of fire. Moshe, tell Bnei Israel that when they contribute generally for the Mishkan, encourage them to give as much as their heart inspires them to give. However, when it comes to the sockets, the very foundation and base of the Mishkan, the very foundation and base of our avoda, and when it comes to the general karbanos of the tzibur, how much you give is not as important as how you give. Everyone gives the same amount, but everyone gives differently. If you serve Hashem with fire, with passion, with simcha, with energy, with sincerity, with earnestness, that is what Hashem looks at. Not the quantity, but the quality. Not how much you give, but how you give. That is what counts. And the Chasam Sofer doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that what the Chasam Sofer says here also explains another Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says in the name of Reish Lakish that Hashem knew, of course, that centuries after these trumos were requested, centuries later, Haman was going to weigh out Shkalim against the Jews to kill them. So Hashem said, now, when Bnei Israel began building the Mishkan, Hashem says, now, collect the half Shkalim. That's the Gemara. But what does that mean? What's the connection? Perhaps one can suggest, based on the Chasam Sofer, that Hashem was saying this to the Jewish people. There are Hamans in the world, and they will try to destroy you. Bechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. And what's the way to beat them? The way to beat them is with a matbea shel esh, with a coin of fire, by serving Hashem with passion, with fervor. Some can do more and some can do less, each one according to what he or she can do on their level. But it's the fire, it's the passion, it's the sincerity, it's the earnestness. That is how we can beat the Hamans of history. Have an amazing day, everyone.